Now, Rupert Murdoch, he's been through four marriages. His most recent one was to Jerry Hall, with whom he broke up just a few months ago. And he's now been photographed with a younger woman. He's 91, she's 66, so she's 25 years his junior. And the younger, well, his 66-year-old girlfriend appears to be helping him get out of the water at the beach. Anyway, I mean, can this work? Can this work? I mean, when you're 25 years apart in age, you have very different life experiences and memories to draw from. Our next guest is a relationship expert, Luanne Ward. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Tom.
What is this? Is this common for someone, for a couple that has a 25-year gap in their respective ages to sort of have a successful relationship?
Well, I think if we look back ancestrally, we would often have partnerships. You know, men would often take a much younger woman. I think in today's modern world, it's become less common. But really, I think the age of the woman is very, very relevant. If she's 19 and she's dating someone that's 25 years older, I think that's probably more area of concern, because you haven't had enough life experience. But once you've been around the sun 50 or 60 times, I tend to think your life experiences are starting to become more aligned.
Yeah. I mean, Rupert Murdoch's eldest daughter, called Prudence, I think she's only a year or two younger than his new paramour. So could that cause tensions when one of his children's almost the same age as his special friend?
Look, I think they'd probably be used to it by now. There has been a little bit of that. But if you really consider, Tom, if the people that you hang around with tend to be rub off on you, so to speak. And if you're hanging around with youthful energy, it keeps you more youthful. So I think for successful men, particularly, having a younger woman, they want to be the envy of other men. The success and the drive and the envy drives them to want to have something that other men don't have. And I think emotionally, it can really work.
And, I mean, this is probably inevitable, but will his new girlfriend be, you know, referred to as a gold digger? I mean, after all, you know, you talk about going around the sun. Well, when you're 91, you've only got so many trips around the sun left to go. And, you know, do you think there'll be accusations that she's just in it for the money, for an inheritance?
Look, I tend to think that when we look at the fair exchange in a relationship, as long as they're both bringing a fair exchange and they're both bringing something different to the table, I don't see what the problem really is there. If he's bringing finance and security and lifestyle, and she's bringing youth and beauty and care and attention, you know, they're both bringing different commodities into the relationship. Is one worth more than the other? When you've got that many billions, is one commodity worth more than the other? I kind of think not.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Luanne Ward, relationship expert. You make a good point, and, you know, it makes, you know, a love affair seem very much like a transaction, but it sort of is. Of course, the people who get upset about it is not Rupert Murdoch. I mean, after all, when he's dead, he won't sort of care, but his adult children, you know, will get a bit concerned about yet another claimant on the Murdoch family fortune. Anyway, Rupert Murdoch's new partner, and her name is Anne Leslie Smith, and she was the wife of late US country music star Chester Smith. I've got to say, I haven't heard of him, but anyway, there you go. She's apparently the new girlfriend, if that's the right word, of Rupert Murdoch, aged 91.